You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hei marire, tēnei waiata, ko te kahu, te kai waiata, and we have got te kahu in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, taku kare.
Oh, it's so nice to have you in here. Also, gotta say, I know we're radio, but you're wearing the best hoodie I've ever seen. Giant pink Brangelina hoodie. Oh, I'm very, very envious right now.
Thank you, Fax. I have never gotten like more compliments on a piece of clothing. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
so
it's
so
awesome.
I wanted to wear it because I'm like, she's a little baddie.
We're talking to you with both your music hats on today. We've talked to you mostly in the last year and a half about Te Kahu, obviously amazing project you've put a lot of aroha into, and a lot of your wairua and so much family history into that as well. But you're stepping back into the Theo realm with a new pop banger coming out tomorrow, which I'm very excited to spin in a minute. You're doing both of these musical worlds at the moment. The folk festivals this weekend, you're going to be there as Te Kahu. We've talked a bit about those two projects being sort of on a spectrum for you. They're not completely separate, they're just like part of a linear. But when you're working specifically in both of those spaces, how do you manage that for yourself?
They're like, he ao e rua, like they're completely different worlds, but also at the same time they're like, you know, tied together through myself. But yeah, it's been really fun and very refreshing and very interesting lately because we've got, you know, back-to-back shows for both Te Kahu and Thea over the summer period, and so I'm in rehearsals with two kind of completely different bands in a sense, where it's like, you know, me and my angel Kylie Monogamy, you know, hitting the DJ decks, and I've got a gorgeous bassist called Holly who I've just started working with, and she's amazing. And then with Te Kahu, it's like myself and my two little beautiful 17-year-old mates I met at Dio, who provide beautiful backing vocals and things like that. And so it's like one hand you're in heaven, next minute you're like in hell. But, you know, very different energies, and it's such a privilege to be able to, like, you know, traverse the two.
Yeah, totally. This weekend, it will be a Te Kahu weekend. You're going to be at the Folk Festival. What can people expect if they're heading along to the showgrounds?
Oh my gosh, well, I've never been to the Auckland Folk Fest before, so I'm very, very excited. I've already looked and am really stoked to be one of about five Kaiwaiata Māori on the bill, which is amazing. So no mai hara mai. But yeah, our set, we've been working really, really hard. It's three vocalists, lap steel, bass, and acoustic guitar. So you will be in nostalgic Māori heaven.
Oh, love it. That sounds dreamy. And then taking us to hell, you've got a new song. Pray for Me, which feels fitting given all this biblical chat here. What have you been working on in the world of Thea? Because this feels like, you know, a slow burn, and now you've got these tracks coming out. What's been going on in that writing space for you?
I mean, it's been a while, because I suppose I've just, you know, my energies have been on a beautiful TK. So the process in writing this was actually very similar to Te Kahu, in the fact that everything's, you know, very carefully thought about, and I kind of just take my time with the composition and then workshop it in studio with my friend Joel, who produced also the Te Kahu record. So yeah, it's been an amazing time. It's been very like really diving into the depths of my childhood upbringing and a lot of traumas, as you will probably hear. It speaks for itself. But it's also been like incredibly empowering and healing, because I haven't really gone this kind of deep with this kind of content before.
Yeah.
And then just on a prod side of things, I have always wanted to do a ballad, because, you know, the women who I really, really admire are like, you know, Sinead O'Connor, who just like, it's just all about stripping back in the emotion. So this is the first time I've ever, ever, ever done a single vocal.
Wow.
Obviously with a heap of BVs, but just as the lead.
Yeah.
And the first time I've ever done a ballad too. So it's a whole lot of firsts, and I've just never been more proud.
Oh, that's so exciting. And you are going to be taking Thea out for a spin soon as well to some music festivals. Splore, am I right? Is that coming up on the horizon?
Oh my gosh, I can't even wait for Splore. I'm so excited. Have the set times been announced yet? I'm on it. Okay, Saturday night, 12 a.m. It's gonna be so freaking cool and really lit, and so I'm really looking forward to it. And then there's another really fab one that's in Wellington, if that tells you what that is, where I will be performing both Te Kahu and Thea.
Oh, that is exciting. There is some cool stuff on the horizon.
Oh, holy sheesh. And the big gay out.
Oh,
I can't
nice.
Even wait. My life, my love. Feb 12, okay?
Stick
if
it in your
you
calendar.
If you would like to, please come along. It's going to be the coolest ever show. I'm just super excited. So
I can't stop going on about, you know, the sort of like nature's healing kind of thing of like, we're getting back to festivals, it's so nice, blah blah blah. But it is so nice, and it's nice to hear about things like the Big Gay Out, which hasn't happened for a while, and to have things like Splore returning, and, you know, just all these things that feel like real staples of the summer and are really important markers of this time of year. We're so lucky in New Zealand that we get this big, long, protracted, like, we're all back at work, but we're all sort of emotionally on holiday still a bit, you know, and it's nice to be able to get out there, see some friends, and really celebrate with music. What are you looking forward to for the rest of this year? Because obviously this is a first single from Thea. You've got more on the way, perhaps. What's
I
going on?
Do. Yeah, so this is, of course, Waiata Tuatahi from my debut record, which is just such, I can't even comprehend. So I'm just enjoying, you know, the idea that it's just going to be loads of releases. And I have some mind-blowingly cool, like, bucket list shows that are overseas, which I can't wait to share about low-key for the rest of the year and things like that. So it's just, it really is just, you know, living my dreams, living my best life, and just going forth into the world with Thea this year, and yeah, just loving it. I'm super, super excited and grateful.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming in and for letting us have an early spin of this track, which is out tomorrow. So if people want to go see Te Kahu this weekend, you are going to be at the Auckland Folk Festival. I think Saturday is right when your show is going to be. That'll be really lovely. And then heaps of festies coming up for Thea as well. Big Gay Out, Splore, and something in Wally, which is, keep an eye out for that one. Going to be a very cool time. Thank you, Em, for popping in. Let's have a spin of this brand new track.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BF. Oh.
I was told in the spring I was a little child. A team of release, they wanted meek and mild. A misfit, this sickness, I wanna die. Resisted, you did this, eye for an eye. Don't pray for me, or put me under your spell. I'm just a girl, living in a savage world. Living in a savage world. I got a tattoo when I was 18. You thought that I was possessed, you tried to change me. Tie her up in the noose just to feel a little. Don't pray for me, or pull me under your spell. I'm just a girl, living in a savage world. It's never gonna save me. Don't pray for me. Mother, you didn't want me. I'm still your girl, living in a savage world. Living in a savage world.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.